Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Happy Throwback Thursday.
It's time for my favorite things.
Now, oh my, I love when you sing it.
It just happened. I don't
do
know.
It again.
It's time for my favorite things.
That is gorgeous.
I even added like a little, like, you know.
Beautiful, dulcet sounds.
Up. He's crazy.
Ladies and gentlemen, we
control.
Are celebrating a milestone.
It really is.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the 50th episode.
You say 50, and it's really 100.
Well, we've done 100 episodes if you,
know,
you count the other 50 that we've done.
Because we don't ever like say our interviews and all of that. And as you guys know, we have our Monday, we have our Thursday. And some people are faithful listeners to the Monday. And we found that what started out as just like a little like,
goof.
Hey, let's just, you know, record a couple, I think the first couple episodes were like 7 minutes long. Because
yes.
We thought, surely nobody wants to listen to us pontificate on musical theater.
We're both
just
sober
shooting
then.
The shit, yeah. And now we've have our favorite, my favorite things, and it really is 50th episode and 100 of podcasting.
50 episodes of my favorite things, 50 episodes of Behind the Curtain.
Well done, my friend.
Well done, my friend. But mm-hmm. You know what? More than us, our listeners, you guys.
I want to thank you all so very much for joining us on this little journey that we've had, because it is a labor of love, and it's rejuvenated my love for theater, and I'm certainly thankful for it.
Your encouragement, your enthusiasm has really transformed both Kevin and I's, not only our professional lives, but also our personal lives
deeply.
As well. So we really want to thank you for sticking with us for 50 episodes of this, and we cannot wait for the next 50.
Yeah.
We'll see you at the 100. But to celebrate our 50th, may I share my favorite thing?
Oh, may you? I thought you never asked, Rob.
My favorite thing is actually a podcast.
Wow. That's a first.
It is a first. We have not had a podcast on
here
before.
We've talked about podcasts.
We've talked about podcasts.
And we've had guests of other podcasts on our vlogs and all of that on here. But okay.
So are you ready?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to give my favorite thing, which I've been listening to since it's been on the air.
Or help inspire us.
And it inspired
Kevin. You might like
Kevin
kick us out.
Like they were like,
oh, I know.
You know what it is?
No. Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. Okay.
This is Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast. Now, you might think to yourself, Gilbert Gottfried, well, he's that stand-up comedian, or he was the voice of Jafar from Aladdin.
This is exactly how you sold me on the podcast, by the way. You prefaced it with this, Rob.
Yes.
Yes.
Gilbert
Gottfried. The crazy comedian. comedian,
the
like
crazy with the crazy voice. Yeah. Now, but what you have to understand is this: Gilbert Gottfried is got an encyclopedic mind when it comes to popular culture, especially obscure movies, obscure television, and obscure songs. He and his brilliant co-host Frank Santopadre, who was a genius comedy writer, do a podcast every week. Surprise, surprise. Their podcast interviews a person on Mondays, and then on Thursdays they sit around and talk about things that they enjoy.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah.
Now, you told me to listen to it, and I listened to it, but I must have just listened to the Monday ones and never really
Your
realized
Thursday ones that, came later.
That's how we got our... I had no idea, Rob.
So,
a year later, this is how we have our...
So, yes. So I would like to give a special shout-out to Gilbert Gottfried.
Thanks,
and
Gilbert.
Frank Santopadre, because they're... If you love old Hollywood, if you love old movies, if you love old television, that is the podcast for you. They talk about a lot of the same people that we talk about, because so many of the wonderful stage actors that we love have also gone on to do a lot of film and television. And what I like about Gilbert and Frank's podcast is you get the sense that Brad Pitt could walk down the street and they really wouldn't care, but if Linda Lavin was right behind Brad Pitt, they would get all fangirly.
I love that.
And I think we're kind of the same
way.
Oh,
I think so. Totally.
Which is like George Clooney who, but George Hearn?
Yeah.
Yes. George Lee Andrews?
You're like,
yes.
Oh, my God. Trudy Rittman?
Trudy Rittman.
Oh, my God.
Where is she?
Like, yeah, totally.
So please, ladies and gentlemen, if you are not subscribing to Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast, we ask you to do so because they are genius. They inspired us. Some of the episodes, that I'm just going to give you a couple that I think you should start out with.
All year round, Rob?
All year round.
Wow.
And they do live shows. They're just amazing.
Yeah.
But the cool thing is they interview some of the same people that we like, which is they're not necessarily concerned about the big stars as they're concerned about the workmanlike actors, directors, designers, and writers who maybe don't get the credit that they deserve and who've had these really long, successful careers but are not necessarily household names. The one that I started with is their episode 16, which is genius, which is Danny Aiello. Craig Bierko.
Oh, The Music Man.
The Music Man. Richard Kind, the great musical theater actor Richard Kind. Orson Bean. From Subways Are for Sleeping, Orson Bean.
They just had
Matthew Broderick. And my favorite, this is the one I think you should all listen to, because and don't listen to it with a full bladder, because there's going to be problems. It's it's episode 71, and it's Mario Cantone.
Oh, he is so funny.
And him and Gilbert. First of all, Gilbert Gottfried is a brilliant mimic and can do impressions of Walter Matthau. Who does impressions of Walter Matthau? And Gilbert Gottfried and Mario Cantone do a scene from When Harry Met Sally.
No way.
Where Gilbert is Tattoo from Fantasy Island.
You and your Tattoo from Fantasy Island.
This is what
Island.
Sold me on it.
And The Blaine Bath.
And Carol Channing is Sally. Mary Cantone does Carol Channing as Sally When Harry Met Sally.
You're kidding me.
No. I would prefer to actually see...
That is so specific.
I know. I would like to see Hervé Villechaize, though, in It's a Wonderful Life. That, I think, would be more appealing.
Clarence, every time the bell rings, a baby gets its wings.
It's so... Like, that's just so
and
specific.
And on this week's episode, the baby will be played by the acclaimed Adrien Barbeau from Mars.
Adrien Barbeau.
So, anyway... and here's the cool thing. I found this out that Gilbert Gottfried sings like on every episode. Like, he has this amazing mind that can remember melodies only having heard them once. So I would like to suggest to Mr. Gottfried four roles he should play in musical theater at some point. And I hope he does it. I would love to see him as Og in Finian's Rainbow.
Ooh.
Might be, you know, a little bit more Hebraic.
Sure.
A little bit more Judaic,
that's
Finian's
okay.
Rainbow, but that's fine. Finianstein's Rainbow.
Yeah.
I think he'd be hysterical, Mr. Twimble, in How to Succeed, singing The Company Way.
Oh, yeah. That's
I think he would be genius, finally, after David Hyde Pierce leaves, if he goes in for Hello Dolly as Horst Vandegelder, but he has to play it as Walter Matthau.
Oh my
Hello
God,
Dolly.
Stop it.
And last but not least,
okay.
I will direct this anytime, anywhere, if he is game for it, the MC in Cabaret.
Oh, that's good.
So mine this week, to celebrate our 50th episode, is the podcast that inspired all of us, Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast, hosted by Gilbert Gottfried and his wonderful co-host, Frank Santopadre.
Fantastic, Rob. And how long has that been going on, would
June
you say?
June of 2014 was their first episode. Their first guest was Dick Cavett.
Wow. And I like that they run the gamut. You know, they've got A-list, B-list, C-list, D-list, doesn't even matter. Like, it's like whatever they want. They, you know, they get to have some fun and celebrate. And yeah, I'm just...
It's wonderful. It is. I think it is actually the best podcast out there, hands down, that's period.
I'm so happy to hear that. And I you told me about it when we started talking over a year ago. And I listened to like one or two. But it would be fun to go back and listen to it again. And just
so, so good. What are yours?
All right.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So I have, once again, I have a little clip from a TV special from the 70s that you will find on YouTube.
Oh,
now, this one I am positive that you know. But I
you
was
always say that, I know. And I never know them. It's like when you say...
It shocks me that, like... Well, this one I'm pretty confident you do know. But I was shocked when one of my friends that's younger didn't know it. And I was like... One of my students. And I was like... I'm shocked. How can you not know this? So what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to go to your YouTube. And you're going to type in these words. You're
going to
type
wait.
In
I can't wait.
Share.
Okay.
And then you're going to type in West Side Story.
Kevin?
No, Rob, you're kidding. Rob,
I have
no, I'm
never
serious.
Seen this.
Rob.
I don't know what this is going to be.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, my God.
I know Share My Heart
I'm
Belongs
kinda
to Daddy.
I'm kind of mad at you a little bit right
I'm
now.
I'm sorry.
Are you serious?
What is this?
All right. Picture it. April 3rd, 1978. Share has a special for TV that's just simply called Share ... special. It really was. And so the opening of it, she's like a little girl with pigtails and she's like playing with records and her mom's like, what are you listening to? And she's like, I'm listening to West Side Story. And then close up and she's like, and I'm going to play all the roles. So then.
Now, is this an early April Fool's?
I am.
Like you've made this
Rob,
up and it doesn't exist.
Once again, I'm truly shocked that.
I don't know.
I cannot
ever?
Wait to. I want to pause and just show it to you. So it's a
well. Now I feel insecure.
No.
Have you ever seen Estelle Getty's workout video?
Wait, Estelle. Nope. Wait, what? There's a.
Uh-huh.
But have you ever seen Angela Lansbury's one where she like talks about masturbating
kind of?
And you're like,
yes. And you're like
are you really
yourself?
Talking about
now, wait a minute.
Masturbating?
Have you seen Sally Struthers' power walking video? Where Sally Struthers teaches you how to power walk.
Power.
For those of you that don't know. Power walking is the very intricate art of walking fast.
Okay, no.
Did you just do a spit take?
I did almost do a spit take. Well, I will say up on that caliber, on that level is...
Debbie Reynolds' workout video?
Is the... Oh, my God. Is the Cher clip of... So what Cher decided to do was do a medley of all of West Side Story. However, Cher plays all of the parts.
Well, she's Tony. She's Maria.
Oh, and Bernardo.
What?
And Riff.
What?
And like,
what
you
the
know,
hell is
Snow
this?
Job and all the other names. I forget. Like
Snow Job.
A-Rab. I don't know. Like all
Sir,
the-
that's an act that's performed at the Eagle on Mondays at 2 a.m.
All right. So here we go. No, but for real, though, she really does play all of the parts. And so you have to imagine the technology of the 70s. It's not like you can just like, you know, put her on the same split screen.
Oh, genius.
But they do split screen. The opening number
oh, Kevin.
Is the Jet song. So she's Riff, and she's like, what? But she's doing in Cher voice. So Cher, like, all right, we all know Cher's voice. Cher
no,
has
I don't
a nice
know Cher's voice. Can you do an impression
she's
of Cher's
voice She's
got a
nice solid belt. She's like, oh! But she can't really go into the head voice, right? Sing a song of Cher in her head voice. None. She doesn't do a head voice. Well, she kind of does with Maria. But she starts with the Jet song. No. Stop it. If I could turn it back to home. So the Jet song, she starts out as riff, and then there's three others that she is. And she's in full. The screen starts with her, and then you see, I don't know how they edited it, but it's the same set. It's on a soundstage, obviously, and it's very theatrical, and yet you see four of her in different outfits, and she recorded them all separately, but they edited them to look like she's on the same soundstage. It's a scaffolding set, and she's like doing the, and she's very feminine, but she's trying to act all like a guy. You know what I mean? Like she's, ooh, she's, you know, like it's a little, and she's got, I've different characterization. There's like the one guy who's got like a really blonde wig, and it like kind of kills you because it's so like parted and blonde. And then it's, and she's singing in a low voice. She sings the Jet song, "When you're a jet all the way," all that. And then she, it transitions into "Something's Coming." She sings as Tony, and she's very cool, and she's like,
but she's dressed like Tony, is what you're saying.
It's wigs. We're talking full out.
See,
every character
I thought
has
it was
been,
was like a medley, and she like sings a medley of songs from West Side Story, regardless of gender.
Oh no, Rob.
This is this.
Oh
is,
no. And so,
how does she do the quintet? Quintet. Never mind. Just, I'm not even there yet.
I'm shutting up.
I'm shutting up.
So I just want to say hats off. I did not do enough research because I don't know who the musical arranger was, but this man had his duty set in front of him. Because
I think it was Peter Matz.
It was. It never stopped. The music never stops. And the keys change. And even in the quintet, which I'll get to, for those of you out there, you know this if you're singers, but like the way a guy sings in a key is way different than a female sings in a key. You got a share voice. Well, you're really screwed because she doesn't do any. She cannot go in her high voice, you know, her head voice. And when I say head voice, I mean like think Kristen Chenoweth or Galinda in Wicked. When I say chest voice, I mean Elphaba or Idina Menzel. Like chest voice, head voice,
like Merman.
You know, yeah, exactly, Merman chest voice. So this music arranger had to seamlessly connect all of the songs. So yes, you start with the riff song, then you go into "Something's Coming," which is Tony, and it's like, you know, she does her typical stylings where she's like, you know, "Around the corner," you know, she does her little flips of the voice, and then she goes to "I Feel Pretty." So she's now in a white dress like Maria with the cross on her, and now she's like trying to, she sings in her chest voice with "I Feel Pretty," but then she jumps up and she's like, but it's weak, but it's okay. She's trying, and it's almost there and it's close enough. And then she transitions into the quintet. So we get to the quintet, and then she starts as one of the Jets, and then she's a shark. So guess what? She's all in black and purple, and she's kind of like got a bronzer on for sure, dark hair, and she's really feeling it, like being like these guys. And then she, in her accent, she's like, "The sharks are gonna have their way tonight," and she uses an accent and everything. And then when she's Anita, I think she really loved Anita because she really feels it. And I think that Cher really did grow up listening to this album because she's giving you full acting. She's not half-assing it at all.
She's genius.
She's giving you beats, as they say in the acting world. She's giving you full-on acting beats. She lets loose with Anita, and then there's a vocal transition that happens when she's Tony, and she's like belting her face. She's at the height of her range with Tony, and she's like, and tonight they will stop where they are today, right? It goes up higher. Well, then she's smart because she's belting. They will stop where they are, and then switches today the hour. So she flips in her head voice. It's the same key, but she's like, I'm going to be Maria.
I was looking on the phone.
Rob's literally
who
on his
this.
Phone because he can't believe it that I'm. And then they have a split screen.
I don't believe
so it's four
this.
Different screens. It's like riff. No, it's Bernardo, Anita, Tony, and Maria, also known as Cher. And they do a full-on four like split screen. And then that song ends. Tonight. Right into a boy like that.
Holy
she's
shit,
Anita.
Kevin.
So she's back to Anita again. And then she sings. And then they do another split screen.
Kevin, I just pulled this up on my phone. I'm looking at this right now. What the fuck is this, Kevin?
I know. You guys, it's unbelievable.
What the fuck is this?
All right, so, Rob, you really are discovering it for the first time.
He's not lying to me.
No, it really is Cher in all of them.
Kevin, this literally looks like...
It's amazing.
An all-girls production.
It is. It's an all-Cher production.
Tony. Oh, my God.
No, it's all Cher. It's her. And so then she does A Boy Like That. And then she's in the split screen, but she's actually facing the split screen. So it's not really a split screen.
Yeah, I'm just seeing that.
It's her and Maria. But then her Maria, it's like an octave lower when she sings, I have a love and it's all that I have. But she's giving you Cher. So it's like, I have a love and it's all. And she scoops every note. And
her Tony looks like she could walk into the National Tour of Fun Home.
Or Newsies.
Or Newsies.
Yeah. So, yeah. And it's, and then she, but they arranged it perfectly because when she has to hit the high notes, she belts her face off. And then, of course, there's like a little shadow puppet thing where it's like two silhouettes of the death. Someone dies. And then the finale is her singing Somewhere. There's a Place for Us. And it's full out. I mean, she's like, Somewhere. And it is really it's magic.
I have to apologize to you, Kevin, because I have just spent the last 2 minutes while you were talking staring at my phone, trying to see if this was true or not, and this is true.
So you can actually listen to the podcast when it comes out and just kind of like listen along and follow. It's really, I'm telling you guys, just stop what you're doing after this podcast. Go check it out and watch this 14 minute clip. It opened this special, and it is the wackiest, most, one might say, narcissistic, and yet it's totally a celebration of the piece. She's supporting all of the drama in it. Yeah, it's totally Cher in it. Like, she's giving you, her vocal inflections that we all make fun of, but love.
Was she married to Sonny at this point, or they have been divorced?
I feel like that's an answer that you should know. Like, I don't know that.
They probably were gone, split by that point.
Because it's 1977,
I think they were divorced by that
then?
Point. Yeah.
You're 78, April 3rd, 78. Your history is, I feel like you know that stuff way better than I do.
I feel like they've been divorced by this point.
Because then why wasn't he, Tony? Like, why wasn't he?
Because he couldn't
there?
Sing.
Well, that's true, too.
He couldn't sing, God bless him, little Sonny Bono. Although he was a good little actor on Murder, She Wrote. Just saw him on that a couple of nights ago.
But what really got me was the music arranging. The technology and share, like the tenacity to be like, hey guys, I got a great idea. I'm going to do a special. I'm going to do West Side Story, but it's just going to be me. I'm going to play all the parts. And I got wigs. I got lace fronts. I got it all. I'm set.
You mean
I'm
like
set?
Do you think she like made them herself at night and was like, here's my lace front?
It's detailed enough that like she seems like she is a taskmaster and she really cared. And you can tell that she loves the show.
Well, I mean, obviously, she loves musical theater. I'm always surprised that she never came to Broadway to do a musical.
That's a really good point. You know, she got an.
There was a rumor.
Did she get an Academy Award for Moonstruck
with Danny Aiello? With Danny Aiello. So it all comes back.
How dare
full
you?
Circle.
How dare
full
you
circle.
Do that?
No, she did. Do you ever see the Tony Awards clip where she sings "My Heart Belongs to Daddy"?
No.
Yeah, I think it's on the 1982. Sadly,
See,
I know
I told
it is.
You, I knew it.
It's the 1982 Tony Awards.
Yeah, you know.
And she's, or 83. Oh, shit, it might be 82 or 83. I don't know. I'll find out.
Okay.
But she sings My Heart Belongs to Daddy. There was a rumor for a long time.
My heart belongs to Daddy. Oh,
that's it. That she was going to do, she was originally, when they were making the Chicago movie, I think her name had come up. When Bob Fosse was still alive. Mm-hmm. That she was going to do it. And then there was a rumor for a long time they were going to do a TV movie of Mame. And she was going to be Mame and Mame.
Oh, maybe they'll do it after, they did Hairspray a little while back. Maybe they'll do Mame next year.
Do you think Mame would be a good one?
No.
You know, somebody was asking me this.
It'd be a good movie, not a TV movie. I don't want to see it as TV.
You know that, well, first of all, that goddamn Lucille Ball version is just like an embarrassment. Sorry. You know that apparently she couldn't sing, so Jerry Herman had to plunk out each note for her on the piano. So it'd be like, open a new window. Like
they
had to like sort of piece it together like that for her. You know, she fired. Did you know that Madeline Kahn was supposed to be in the May movie?
No way.
She was Agnes Gooch, showed up for the first day of filming. Lucille Ball was like, she's funnier than me, and they fired her. And they brought in Jane Cannell, who did it originally. Thank God that performance is preserved.
Wow.
Yeah. That May movie. So anyway.
Wow.
Backtrack. Cher in MAME.
Yeah.
Not in MAME.
Yeah.
But she is in the West Side Story extravaganza.
You guys, check it out.
In the last scene, is it true that she plays Shrank, Doc, and the bullet that kills Tony?
No.
You know who played the bullet? Probably fucking like Mikhail Baryshnikov, because he used to appear on those specials
all the time.
He did. Would dance around and hit both
just
of them.
Torjete everywhere.
Yeah, torjete.
No, she actually holds Tony's body and sings Somewhere. That's
how does
the
she
finale.
Hold his body? She's Tony.
Well, they take some liberties. Because they have Tony dying in a battle. Well, he doesn't die in a battle. He dies from.
Did you hear that production of West Side Story in Canada, where like at the end the American flag came down on stage and just shattered into a million pieces?
No.
Yeah, it was up in Canada. Like at the end of
that was part of the production?
Yeah, like at the end of the show, like an American flag came down and shattered into a million pieces.
Like that was the American dream that's gone?
I don't fucking know.
That's weird.
I was like, just do the fucking show.
Yeah.
Wait, what were you going to say? Did you hear of another weird
West
Side
Story? No, I was thinking of Elaine Stritch's story where like the gun didn't work when she tells in her one-woman show and the gun doesn't work at the end. I forget where it was that she had that. And the guy was just like, bang! Yeah. And he throws the gun. Yeah.
That's my personal favorite. No, I've never. No. So that was the West Side Story. I love hearing weird.
I love when things go wrong.
Have you read this article about the kids in the middle school who wanted to do Company?
Oh, bless them.
And they did it.
They actually know about Company?
But they added like 40 members to the cast and they wrote new scenes and they wrote new songs.
Oh, they should.
We will post it because this.
They should.
It was done like in 1990 or 1991. So we will post
the... I have to write things down when we say we're going to post it.
The Company story.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, sorry. Boy, that was a very long tangent for our 50th anniversary.
No, it's good.
Cher, West Side Story, Gilbert Gottfried's amazing, colossal podcast. So that is that. A big thank you to Gilbert Gottfried, Frank Santopadre, and Cher.
Why not? And to you.
And to you.
And to you,
our wonderful listeners. We cannot wait. For the next 50.
Amen.
All right. Take care, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
I dream the dream of days to come, where sponsorship is high and money is forthcoming.
That's beautiful, Kevin.
No, I really added a voice onto that one, too. I really was trying to go for something there.
Listeners, we love creating this podcast, but it does cost money. Please don't make me sell my Angel record.
Oh my gosh, the original cast recording of Angel.
That like nobody has.
Nobody has it.
If you like what we are doing and want us to keep doing more of it, please head over to patreon.com.
What?
That's patreon.com.
Patreon.
Patreon.
Yeah,
Patreon.
Rion.
Patreon.
Yeah, and once you're there, search for Behind the Curtain, Broadway's Living Legends. And of course, we don't expect you to give without receiving some great rewards.
Such rewards include behind-the-scenes videos, shout-outs on future episodes, or episodes, depending on what part of the country you're from, because I said episodes, and early access to some of our podcasts. Hell, for the right price, Kevin and I will come to your apartment and act out all of Agnes of God.
So head over, friends, to patreon.com to help us out.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.